In Islam, after sexual intercourse, both husband and wife are required to perform a ritual bath known as ghusl. This ritual purification is essential for resuming regular acts of worship, including salah. Here a brief explanation. Ghusl, ritual bath, after intercourse, obligatory act, after sexual intercourse or ejaculation, both spouses are required to perform ghusl to purify themselves before engaging in acts of worship, such as salah. Intention and procedure. Ghusl involves a specific intention to purify oneself, followed by a thorough washing of the entire body, including the head and feet. This is usually done in a specific order, starting with washing the private parts, followed by a complete body wash. Resuming acts of worship. Prerequisites for salah. Ghusl is a prerequisite for the validity of salah. Before performing the ritual prayer, it is essential to ensure that one is in a state of physical purity. Ghusl for both spouses. It's important to note that both the husband and the wife are required to perform ghusl individually after sexual relations. Seeking guidance from scholars, clarification of specific circumstances, sometimes, specific circumstances or health conditions may require clarification regarding the necessity of ghusl. In such cases, individuals are encouraged to seek guidance from knowledgeable scholars or religious authorities. Individual differences. Different scholars or schools of thought may provide varying opinions on certain aspects of ghusl. It's advisable to follow the guidance of the school of thought that an individual adheres to or consult with a knowledgeable religious authority. Balancing religious duties with personal hygiene. Maintaining physical purity, while adhering to the religious requirements of ghusl, individuals are also encouraged to maintain personal hygiene. This includes regular bathing, using appropriate cleansing agents, and observing cleanliness in day-to-day activities. Balancing spiritual and physical well-being. Islam emphasizes the balance between spiritual and physical well-being. The ritual acts of purification, including ghusl, contribute to both the spiritual and physical cleanliness of an individual. In summary, after sexual intercourse, both husband and wife are required to perform ghusl as part of their ritual purification. Ghusl is necessary for the resumption of regular acts of worship, including salah. Seeking guidance from knowledgeable sources, adhering to personal hygiene, and balancing spiritual and physical well-being are essential aspects of this religious practice.